This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're a little bit more than a week short of 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Official statistics about the number of dead and injured on each side are murky at best, and the global economic effects are still playing out. See also the news this week about rising wheat and grain prices as Russia starts a new series of attacks. On the more micro level, though, we've got a much better idea of the actual personal cost. This war has led to the worst refugee crisis in Europe since the Second World War. More than 8 million Ukrainians have left their country. That is according to the United Nations. So from the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more now on those dislocated individual economies.
38-year-old Tetyana Stetsina fled the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa with her terrified 10-year-old son. She's now living as a refugee in the UK and cannot help but dwell on the huge economic upheaval.
I try to feel positive, but you have your life and 1 second you haven't anything what you had before.
Tetyana was running a corset-making business in Odessa. Just after the invasion, fearing the worst, she closed the company and left with her car, carrying a crucial piece of equipment.
This is my sewing machine. Simple machine, it's like...
Now safely ensconced in a small rented house near the English city of Oxford, Tetyana is back in business, making corsets and corset dresses.
It was very successful business, and now I think we very soon will be the same.
Brave words. She's still only doing about 10% of her pre-war trade. But with help from a British charity called Opera, she's re-employed her 8 workers in Odessa and is selling online to customers in the US, the UK and Ukraine. And the business is growing.
Maybe in April I will have salary from my company.
That work ethic has been evident elsewhere. In Poland, which is hosting the lion's share of the Ukrainian refugees, some 1.5 million, they've had great success assimilating Ukrainians into the local labour force.
The data we got already looks quite impressive.
Paweł Kaczmarczyk, Professor of Economics at the University of Warsaw.
Those people who arrived since the war started, around 60% of them, they are already active in the Polish labour market.
But, he says, contrast that with the situation in Germany, which has taken in just over 1 million refugees and has integrated far fewer into the workforce.
It seems that in the case of Germany, this share is much, much lower. It is below 20%. It was around 17% or so.
Language is the key, or one of them. Ukrainian is much closer to the Polish language than is German. Back in the UK, language has been a key factor in refugee Jana Spalio's finding her feet here.
I can speak English. Not really good, but I can express myself at least.
30 years old, she fled Ukraine as soon as the war started, leaving behind some profitable fashion businesses. Having arrived here with virtually nothing last March, today she has a couple of pop-up shops and a website selling Ukrainian women's wear. I met her at this giant trade fair, showing off some of her products.
We have here the jumper, polo jumper, lana trousers. We have it in few colors. It's
her business, called Nenya, is making a profit, but she concedes many of her fellow Ukrainian refugees, and there are more than 150,000 in the UK, have struggled because their English isn't good enough or because their qualifications are not recognized.
They have hard life here. They can have the same level of the life that they have before.
She says 90% of those she's met here want to go home after the war. But not Jana, as a young, unattached entrepreneur who's already lost one set of businesses in Ukraine.
We haven't any guarantee that even after the war, they're not doing again.
The Russians won't invade again.
Yeah. We're really unlucky with the neighbour, really.
Much depends on the length of Putin's war. The longer it goes on, the more damage it does, the more that Ukrainian refugees will acclimatise to their new surroundings and perhaps feel they're better off in exile. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.